Today's podcast is sponsored by Nike. Whether you need shoes for short walks or mile runs, Nike's got you covered with high-quality, stylish, and comfortable sneakers. Nike, just do it. Welcome to my podcast. My name is Samantha Hyatt. I did all the research as well as wrote the script for this podcast. The title of this podcast is "Who Are the Grokkis Brothers?" So, of course, I will be discussing the Grokkis Brothers. The brothers were alive in Rome during the late 2nd century. The brothers were born into the plebeian branch of the Semprana family. They were the only surviving sons of Tribune Tiberius Gracchus the Elder and Cornelia Africana Tiberius's wife. Tribunes were officials chosen by plebeians to protect them and their interests. Plebeians were the lower-class citizens of Rome, while patricians were higher-class citizens. The older of the two brothers, Tiberius Gracchus, was born in 168 BC. Tiberius had many great achievements. One such achievement was that at the age of 16, he was elected an augur. An augur interprets the will of gods by studying bird's flight. He had many amazing feats during the Punic Wars. He saved an army of 20,000 men before being the first person to scale Carthage's wall and actually survive. In 133 BC, he was elected to be tribune. He pushed a land reform while he was tribune. According to his reform that he pushed, no one could own more than 50 acre of land that was acquired during a war. All extra land would be given to poor plebeians in 30 acre increments. The people of the Senate were resistant to this reform. The Senate was resistant because its members owned most of the land. This land was the basis of their wealth. This reform would take some of their land away. The poor people of Rome loved the reforms as it would give them more land. The Senate ended up clubbing Tiberius and his supporters to death. 10 years after Tiberius's death, his brother, Gaius Gracchus, was elected to be tribune. He gained support from four plebeians by reviving the land reforms his brother had created years earlier. He also implemented other reforms. Some of these were fixed prices on grain and granted improvements in citizenships for Latins and people outside the city of Rome. Gaius won an unconstitutional, but not illegal, second term as tribune. Tribunes were normally elected for just 1 year. Most of Gaius's reforms and legislations were passed. Eventually, one of his plans, a plan to extend rights to non-Roman Italians, was vetoed by another tribune. Slowly, Gaius lost the support of some supporters and the public in general. It was slow, but it eventually happened. A mob was created to assassinate Gaius. He knew his death was imminent. He ended up committing suicide on the Event Hill in 121 BC. After his death, all his reforms, except for the grain laws, were undermined. 3,000 of his supporters were arrested and put to death. Although at first, life seemed bright for the brothers, as time went on, their reforms made powerful enemies and led to their deaths. Well, that's all the time we have. I hope you enjoyed this brief history of the brothers. Just a reminder, today's podcast was sponsored by Nike. Whether you need shoes for short walks or mile runs, Nike's got you covered with high-quality, stylish, and comfortable sneakers. Nike, just do it. I hope you enjoyed this podcast and have a great day.